And I got to tell you, that is not a sure thing. Those of us that live in central Wisconsin are as pleasantly surprised as probably you are with what an absolutely perfect day. It's been a late winter, but a lot of rain, which I think will kind of contribute to really good conditions of this golf course next month. So I want to thank Brian, Hank Thompson. I don't know where Hank is, but Hank Thompson, Hank, and Ben Kimball. And I'm sure there are others at the USGA that I owe a debt of gratitude to. One individual in particular who I look forward to seeing again is John Bodenhammer, and thanking John. John was instrumental in, I would say, discovering, would be the word I would use, Century World several years ago, which led to our being given the opportunity to host the 2019 Junior Girls Championship, which I think contributed to further being given this opportunity for the USGA Senior Men's Open. So John's a terrific guy. I think Mike Wan I've gotten to know since he's been involved, and Mike Davis before that. So the USGA is in excellent hands for sure. I want to recognize a few of the Century leaders that have been working diligently and creatively on in the preparation and kind of conceptualizing around the U.S. Senior Open, and that starts with Mike James. Where's Mike? With his Mother's Day sweater he's still wearing. So, and Mike's the guy that makes everything go here, for golf and hospitality-wise. Stephanie Smith is in charge of branding, which includes communications and all aspects of marketing. She's working right closely side by side, Mike James, in all of this. Carolyn Schamberger is somewhere. She's in charge of communications and is doing a great job for us. And there are others, but I don't have time to mention. But I want to just take you, I'm going to be very brief, and I want to just take you back 41 years ago. 41 years ago, this golf course was in the final stages of being built, and the eccentric chairman and CEO of Century Insurance at the time, and I would say eccentric with a capital E, his name is John Jonas. He's beloved to this day. John Jonas built Century World. He built the Century Home Office, which at the time was a just extravagant building, still is. John Jonas was building this golf course, and he hired Rob Trent Jones Jr. as the architect. But John Jonas was sitting in his office one day, and he received a phone call. And the phone call was from the regulatory body that regulates the insurance industry in the state of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Insurance. And the call went something like this. Mr. Jonas, we understand on good authority that you are thinking of building a golf course on your property. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, we're hearing you're building a golf course. You better not be building a golf course. Now, this is the insurance regulatory body. Somehow, they don't like the idea, I suppose, of insurance companies that they're regulating spending their money on the seeming frivolity, like golf courses. And so John Jonas, being very quick on his feet, guy said, we're not building a golf course. You must be talking about this swampland reclamation project that we have going on across the street. Insurance regulator said, all right, well, just make sure you're not building a damn golf course. John Jonas proceeded to get his management team assembled immediately, and as I hear the story, now this is 1982 or 1, so I'm sure they were all gentlemen, but he said, gentlemen, you know that golf course we're building across the street? This is a true story told to me by old timers that were around for this. You know that golf course we're building across the street? Well, it's not a golf course. It's a swampland reclamation project that will happen to have a golf course on it. That is a true story as told to me by historians. So when the golf course was almost ready, it was his final walkthrough, John Jonas is walking through the golf course, final walkthrough, with the architect Robert Trent Jones Jr. RTJ Jr. at the time was in his early 40s. This was one of his big works at the time, one of his big statements at the time. He's very proud of it. He calls it to this day his Mona Lisa. As told to me by RTJ and others, they were standing on hole number 16, their final walkthrough. And Jonas said to RTJ Jr., "This is a pretty boring hole, Bobby, a pretty boring hole." Now, the walkthrough had gone perfectly up to that point. And RTJ, in a moment of, I would say, combination of panic and brilliance, had just gotten home from attending a tulip festival in, I believe, either Paris or Holland the week before. So when Jonas said, "This is a pretty boring hole, Bobby," Bob just panicked and said, "Flowers, flowers." Jonas said, "That's it, that's it." And Jonas sent him a diagram of just this hole with just flowers scribbled all over the place, which I think Bob showed me. So that became the flower hole. I kid you not. So out of eccentricity and in some ways happenstance, Center World was ushered in as the first destination golf course in the state of Wisconsin. 32 years later, the management team that I'm a part of was at an inflection point, faced with the question of, okay, where do we go with this? The course needed a little work. But what do we do with it? Do we bring it to functional improvement? What do we do? So somehow that eccentricity gene must have kicked in yet again. And we said to ourselves, to heck with it. Let's make it better than Jonas would have done. Let's do better than Jonas. So the new Century World was born. And Mike James had just been hired at the time. And away we went. Away we went. So I would call Century World kind of the spoiled child of Century, the insurance company. Whatever Century World wants, the insurance company gives Century World. Whatever Mike wants, Mike gets. He wanted a drip irrigation system a few years ago. You got it, Mike. No questions asked. Sub-air system underneath the greens. It's all yours, Mike. You got it. Whatever Mike's wanted, we provided it to him. And now, why do we do that? We do that because we want this golf course and we want Century World to be the source of tremendous pride for the associates that work here, for the retirees that have spent their careers working at Century, and most of whom have retired in the area, and the community, and the Central Wisconsin community. So we've spared nothing for this golf course and this facility, and I'm just so pleased that the USGA has recognized that. And I will tell you, the USGA folks, you will not be disappointed. And I think you will get a sense today as you play this tournament, this golf course, of how good a shape it will be and how well this will reflect on the work that we've done and the selection that the USGA has made to give us the opportunity to host this tournament. So with that, thank you. Enjoy your round. And I hope you come away with what you're looking for today.